We're going to continue with the wiring diagrams.
We're going to start with line one. It's going to go into a switch. It's going to come out of a switch. It's going to go into our heat element. And then we're going to go home to line two. Line one's going to go into another switch, out of that switch, into another heat element, out of that heat element, home to line two. Line one's going to come over into a switch, out of the switch, into an inductive load or fan motor, home to line two. We're also going to come down, we're going to power a transformer, home to line two, two iron bars, the other side of our transformer, fewer curves, fewer wraps of wire. We're going to go into our fuse, out of our fuse. We're going to go down into our thermostat. And the thermostat's going to be the R wire. Thermostat calls for heating. It's going to connect R to W. W is going to do low voltage work and then go to low voltage C common home the other side. This I'm going to label HR for heat relay. We'll put that 1. And this is going to be HR1 for heat relay 1. We're going to need to energize the other heat relay. So I'm going to come down, energize a separate one. And I'm going to call this HR2. HR2. So now we've distinguished that this low voltage load controls this high voltage switch. This low voltage load controls this high voltage switch. We're also going to energize G for indoor fan relay. And we'll just label this FR so we know what it goes to. FR here controls the FR here. We're also going to have a separate line one for the outdoor unit. It's going to come over into a switch, out of a switch, power a compressor, out of a compressor, into a switch, out of a switch, home to line two, come out of that switch into an inductive load, into the switch for a condenser fan motor. This is going to be labeled CC for compressor contactor, and we also need a low voltage load signal connecting to that. We'll call this CC, and Y stands for compressor contactor. I use CC for compressor contactor. So let's go ahead and wire this up. We're going to do the same way. As we drew it, every single wire, we're going to put a wire and highlight it so we know everything that we started with. So I'm going to take line one. Here's our line one. Line one's going to start. So our line one started. It's going to go into a switch. In this case, I'm going to use this switch now. This is our sequencer. So we're going to go into our sequencer. And now that I've put that wire there, I'm going to then highlight this. Now we're going to come out of our sequencer into our light, which in this represents a heater. So I'm going to come out of the sequencer. And then I'm going to go to the light. So now we have two wires and we have to have two highlights. So now that we do work, we need to come home to the opposite side. We're going to go home to line two. So we're going to go leave the load, go home to line two. So I'm going to leave the load here and go home to line two on the opposite side. We're going to highlight that. And now that one circuit's completely done. We're also doing the same thing again. We're going to take line one and go into a new switch. So I'm going to find line one. My line one is right here, so I'm going to start with line one. And I'm going to go into my switch. So here's another switch. We're going to go into the switch. After we cross into the switch, we're going to leave the other side of the switch. Then we're going to do work in another heat element or another light bulb in this example. We're going to then highlight that wire. Then after we do work, we want to come home to line two. So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to come out of the heater. And we're going to go home to line two. And now we're going to highlight that. Now that whole line right there is done. That represents two heat elements. We have two sequencers controlling two heat elements, and these sequencers are just like a contactor. They connect the top and the bottom when there's a call. We have two elements. We're using two individual sequencers. There's many different ways of doing this. This is the way we're going to do it right now. After we set that up, now we're going to continue on. Line one's going to go into our fan relay.
So I'm going to hook line one and go into my fan relay. And in this case, I don't have enough terminals left on my line one. So I'm going to be short terminals. So if I want to take from my line one and go into fan relay, I need to find someplace else, because there's no place else I can hook it up here. So if I follow this wire all the way into this switch, this is still line one. So both of these wires are still line one. Where my hand is here, this is still line one. I have an extra terminal they gave us right here. That's also still line one. It's going into the switch. It hasn't yet gone through the switch. So in this side, is the same as line one. It also be the same as I cut this wire and spliced it in. So now I'm still holding line one. Even though it's not physically at this one location, it is still considered line one. So I have line one. Line one needs to go to my fan relay. So I'm going to take it and go into my fan relay. Terminal number three of my fan relay. And after I've connected that wire, I'm going to then highlight that wire. Now I'm going to leave my fan relay, terminal number one. I'm going to leave my fan relay and go to my fan motor. So here we're going to go to our fan motor. We're going to do low voltage work. I'm going to highlight that because I've done that one wire. After I do work, I want to go home to the opposite side. So in this case here, I'm going to go home, I'm going to leave the fan relay, leave the fan, I mean, and then we're going to go down home to line two. And now we've made a complete circuit. So far we've wired all of this. Now we still have to power high voltage our transformer. So we're going to wire high voltage our transformer. We're going to take line one. And I've left a terminal for line one right here on purpose. One terminal left for line one. It's going to go into our transformer. I look in the transformer, white, that's for common. We're going to use the white one. And I've done that wire. I'm going to highlight that one wire. After we do work in the transformer, we're going to go to home to the opposite side. So home to the opposite side. I'm going to find we have 110 volts on this board. Black is 110, so I know I'm using the right one. And I'm going to go home to line two, just like the map says. Home to line two, we're going to highlight that. And we are now done with the inside section. We're going to continue following our schematics. Leaving the transformer, we're first going to go into a fuse. So here's our transformer. It's our secondary side. Primary's on top, secondary's on the bottom. We're going to leave the transformer and go into a fuse. So I'm going to use the yellow one. I'm going to go into the fuse. I've done that. I'm going to highlight that. I'm going to then leave the fuse and go to the R terminal of the thermostat. So all of this section right here is going to represent the thermostat. All these switches are built into that thermostat. Thermostat's nothing more than a switch. So we're going to go into the fuse. We're going to come out of the fuse. And I'm going to go to the R terminal of the thermostat. In this case, we have it labeled. It's R for we're using red. So I'm going to go into there. I've done that wire. I'm going to highlight that wire. I'm going to leave the thermostat as my W wire. So we're going to leave the thermostat, the W wire. So over here, it's not labeled. We'll label it W. And it just so happens that this one's the white wire. It's not always white, but usually. W stands for indoor heat. So this W wire is going to go do low voltage work. And here's my heat relay one. This is also what we call the sequencer. I'm going to do low voltage work. So now that I've done that, I'm going to highlight that wire. That's done. After I do low voltage work, I need to go to low voltage home. So what we're going to do is on the other side, we're going to go to low voltage home. And here's my transformer. I'm going to connect these two wires together. Now I have low voltage home. So now I've gone to work and I see common come home to the opposite side. The very top side of this sequencer is high voltage. It's our switch. The very bottom terminals, these ones are gold in color. This is our low voltage load. This is what makes that switch close. So after we've done that, we need to then take and energize our second heater. Well, if we notice at a thermostat, we don't have an extra W wire. We only have the one. So what we're going to do, we need it to get power as this one gets power. So we're going to do a little cheat here. When this one gets power, we're just gonna rub some power from there. Same thing as tying these two wires together. And then I'm gonna use that to power the other sequencer. So I've just connected them together. So pretty much all I've done is this right here, connected those two wires together. Now I've powered the second sequencer as well. After we do work, this needs to go home. So the other side of the sequencer needs to go home. So here we need to go home. Now I can go all the way back to my transformer. I'm gonna run out of wire soon. This wire is also common, 24 volt home. So instead of putting in this on this terminal, instead of cutting this wire and splicing it, I'm gonna follow this wire back. If I notice, there's an extra terminal on the top as well. I'm gonna use that so that way my 24 volt common from this one will carpool with this one and they're gonna go home together because they have something in common. Since they share those two colors in common, they can ride together. So this wire here is going home, even though in a picture-wise it's going back to this terminal, it still represents that it's going home. Everything on this side is still 24 volt common. We can connect any of the commons together. On this side, only a specific job. In this case, we can put a jumper because it's the same job. Only G can go power the fan relay, and only Y can power the compressor contactor. So now that we've done that wire, we're gonna continue down. We're gonna leave our thermostat as a G terminal and go to work in the fan relay. So we're gonna leave the thermostat as the G terminal. Just so happens they use green here. We're changing it to a black wire, but we're still gonna do work in our fan relay. So we're gonna do work in the fan relay. So the low voltage side, we've done work, that work. We highlight that wire. After we do work, we wanna go to 24 volt home. So we went into the work, now we're gonna leave the work, the load side of that fan relay, and we're gonna go to C common 24 volt home. So here I have an extra terminal, we're gonna put it right here. So now we can highlight that wire, because that one's done. Now we're gonna take the Y wire and go into our compressor contactor. So we're gonna find a Y wire leaving our thermostat, here's the Y wire. This Y wire is gonna go into the compressor contactor. So we're gonna do low voltage work in our compressor contactor. This is gonna be going to the outdoor unit. After we do low voltage work, we wanna highlight this wire because we've done that. Then we need to go 24 volt home. So what we're gonna do is put a terminal here and we need to then go to 24 volt home on the inside. And we're gonna put it right here, 24 volt home. Now that we've wired that, we can highlight it. And then separately, on a separate system, we have a separate high voltage for the outdoor unit. So we're gonna wire that one on its own circuit. We're gonna take line one and go into the contactor. So line one is gonna go into our contactor, which is our switch side, represented by our symbol of a switch. So we're gonna go into the switch. Now we're gonna come out of the switch. And we're gonna go into our compressor. This light bulb is representing our compressor. So we're gonna leave the contactor, go into the compressor. We're gonna highlight that. After we do work in the compressor, we're then gonna go back to the other side of the switch. I'm gonna do work, and I'm gonna go back to the other side of the switch, of another switch. I'm gonna highlight that wire because that one wire is done. Then I'm gonna leave that switch and go to home line two. We're gonna leave this switch. We're gonna go home line two. I'm gonna highlight that. Now if we look, we have one new circuit here that's not highlighted. We're gonna leave the switch and go to our outdoor fan motor. So I'm going to leave my switch. I'm gonna do work in my outdoor fan motor. I ran that one wire, highlight that wire. Now I'm gonna leave my fan motor, go home to the opposite side. I'm gonna leave my fan motor, I'm gonna go home to the opposite side. And I'm gonna highlight that wire. And now we have wired everything according to the schematics. We've added the two electric heaters, which are represented by these two light bulbs, and now the whole system should be ready to run. So now we're ready to power this system up. We're going to power our switches on, and something's already calling. We're going to check our thermostat. And if we see our thermostat was calling for cooling, so it was connecting R to Y, which closed our compressor contactor here, which brought in a compressor and our outdoor fan motor. It also connected R to G, doing work in our fan relay, bringing our indoor fan motor. So if I turn the temperature down, the thermostat connects R to G and R to Y, bringing an indoor fan and our outdoor compressor and outdoor fan motor. Is that we're removing refrigerant, absorbing heat from inside, rejecting heat outside the house. So after we get done with that, we'll cycle it off. We'll try just the fan. Fan to on, just the indoor fan came on. When we want just the fan to come on, we don't need the cooling outside. Let's see if we leave the fan in the on position, what happens when we call for cooling. So as we call for cooling, the outdoor unit will still cycle on and off as it needs, and the inside fan stays on. So we're going to turn fan back to auto. Now we're going to set it up for a call for heating. So I'm going to set it for heating. I turn the thermostat to heat, raise the temperature all the way up. But if we notice, our heat elements did not come on. So what we're going to do is we're going to check this with our meter. As we turn this to VAC, and we check the voltage here, I am getting 24 volts going to this heat element. And also I'm getting, if we check here and here, we're getting 24 volts to this heating element. So we're getting power to the heating elements, but the heating elements are not coming on. And the reason is because this switch is a thermal time delay relay. So when we put power to this switch, they don't immediately close. They actually have to heat up first. Once it heats up, then it closes the switch. So we call it a sequencer because you can buy these in different time intervals and you can have the different heat elements come on in a sequence so that way you're not putting all the amperage through your wires all at once. So they can bring one on and then another and then another. So if they won't come on right away, there will be a slight delay in that before those do energize. All right, so then we have a call for heating. So the sequencers are now getting 24 volts. We'll double check this. We're getting 24 volts to the sequencer, but if we check, the sequencer is open. So even though we're getting 24 volts to the sequencer, I'm getting 120 volts across here. And now this one closed. When it closed, it brought the light on. But notice the second light didn't come on. So we'll check, make sure we're getting voltage to it. Getting voltage. This is the one that's on. Let's check this one. This one is still open. We're getting 120 volts across this switch. This switch is for sure open. So we're going to wait for this switch to close. This switch should close. Then this light will also come on. So we just have to wait for the sequence and the time of sequence of operation. And there it went. So now we have both heat elements came on. They didn't come on immediately. If these were heat elements, this would be about 20 amps and another 20 amps. It would be 40 amps. If you had 40 amps come on all at once, it could be a big surge. So like the manufacturers like to use a sequence to bring them on as they're needed. Now if we go to the thermostat and we satisfy the thermostat so that it kills the call for heat, notice our heat elements are still on. So what I'm going to do is check voltage here and here. I am no longer getting 24 volts to the sequencer. They're going off one, and then the second one's going to go off next. Now they're both off. So notice how they didn't come on immediately, and they didn't shut off immediately. We call that a sequencer, or a heat relay, or a thermal time delay relay. They're going to come on and off in a sequence. The problem is, though, if you notice we're running the heat elements, and we're not running the fan. So what we need to do on this is wire this so that the fan will come on when the heater comes on. So if we looked, this sequencer closed first, and we definitely want that fan to be on with the heat element. So what we're going to do is we're going to go from this one over to the normally closed of our fan relay. So that's going to change our schematic a little bit. So what I'm going to do
is just add right over here, fan relay, where we come up, we're going to add a second terminal. And this one is normally closed.
So if we look at terminal between terminal number 3 and 1 are normally closed.
So this is terminal number 1. This is terminal 3. That's what we already used. And here is terminal number 2 that's normally closed. So what we're going to do is take a wire from the heat relay output into the normally closed of this fan relay. So this way, here's the output of my sequencer here, and we're going to go to terminal number 2 of our fan relay. Here is terminal number 2, normally closed of our fan relay.
We've added that one extra wire. We're going to highlight this one extra wire. And now as we have a call for heating, we're going to see it operate differently. So the thermostat calls for heat. It's going to actually connect R. So what I'm going to do is jumper it, connect between R and W, which is exactly what the thermostat does. So the thermostat calls for heat, connects R to W. We're going to add this to our note. Calls for heat, connects R to W. So as it connects R to W, notice that our heat elements did not come on. We're going to have to wait for that sequence. So we're going to wait for it. This little heat element has the sequencer has a little heater in there. What's happening is that heater is getting hot, closed the piece of bimetal. Now our heat element came on because our bimetal closed the switch. The heat element came on and our fan motor came on at the same time. On the outdoor unit, the thermostat brings on the indoor fan with it. On the inside unit with electric heat, usually the thermostat calls for heat and the sequencer is wired to where it goes to the normally closed to bring the fan on. Now the fan's already running, our second heat element's on. So if the thermostat satisfies, it's going to break R and W. So it's going to disconnect these two wires. Notice in this case, both heat elements are still on, but our fan is still on. If the thermostat controlled the fan, the fan would have shut off and the heat elements would have still been on. This way, this heat element cycled off, this heat element cycled off, and when this element cycled off, the fan came on. So the fan's running when the heat elements are running, so it works well with that sequence. You want to make sure your fan comes on with the first element and goes off with the last element, and that's what we have happening right here. So this is a full, complete wiring diagram for your typical AC. It's a very basic model, but two heat elements, a normally closed for the fan relay, a normally open for the fan relay, your transformer, fuse, thermostat, the low voltage side of your sequencer, low voltage side of your second sequencer, low voltage side of your fan relay, low voltage side of a compressor contactor, outside a separate power source, powers are line 1, line 2 into our contactor, out of the contactor to our compressor and our fan motor. So we have a full, complete wiring schematic now.